blessings of the Most Holy Trinity be with you. I'm Father John Carafi, and today I'm going to speak to you about probably the most important thing we could ever discuss, the greatest gift that God, our loving Father, has ever given to His beloved children. We're going to speak about the Holy Eucharist, which is Jesus Himself. And you have to start with that. The Eucharist isn't something. The Eucharist is somebody, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And in this very short time, I'm going to speak to you about some problems that we have today, some deficiencies in thinking that we have today concerning the Eucharist. The Eucharist is, in its essence, the Paschal mystery. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we enter into the Passion, the death, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You're at Calvary. And think about it. If we are at Calvary, how should we be disposed to celebrate this great mystery? Some of the saints have said that we should be disposed as the Blessed Mother, St. John, and the pious women were disposed, with the greatest reverence, in awe. It is an earth-shaking event. Time falls away. We enter the transcendent event of Calvary. Jesus crucified out of love for us. The Eucharist is something that we have to put at the center of our life. Indeed, the Church tells us it is the source, center, and summit of our life. The heart of the Eucharist is the consecration. When the priest, and remember who the priest is, there's only one priest. The eternal high priest is Jesus Christ. And when his representative, his ministerial priest, utters the words of consecration, it is Jesus Himself speaking through the priest in the power of the Holy Spirit. And with those very words, take this, all of you, and eat it. Take this, all of you, and drink. At that instant, plain bread and wine literally becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And because of that, we fall down and adore Him. We worship Him. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is something that we need to do. All of the problems of the world can be solved if only we would go before the Lord, adore Him, thank Him, praise Him, ask Him for what we need, offer reparation for all of the sins, the blasphemies, the outrages that are perpetrated against Him in this age which can rightly be called a dark age, a culture which can rightly be called the culture of death. And so when we go before the Lord in the Eucharist, we are going before the One who can solve our problems. I have a question to ask you. Do you make a holy hour regularly? That's an important question. The answer should be yes. And if you don't, make a resolution. We have a lot of problems today. We have problems inside the church, outside the church. There's abortion, there's euthanasia, there's violence, there's impurity. You want to solve those problems rather than complain about them? Then go before the Lord in the Eucharist. Oh, I've heard it said, yes, but that's only a static presence of the Lord. That's a nonsensical statement. God, and Jesus is God, by definition is pure act. That presence is the most dynamic presence imaginable. And if you want to be filled with power, then go into the real presence, the true presence, and the key word is the substantial presence of the Lord in the Eucharist. Adore Him. You'll be filled with power. He is not a static presence. He is the most dynamic presence in the universe. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Go before Him, adore Him, receive Him in Holy Communion, and being filled with the Lord, you'll be filled with power. The power to live your Christian life, the power to do good, the power to avoid evil, the power to do what it takes to be a saint, to be a saint. That is the meaning of human existence. And if you are living for any other reason, stop it and get with it. We're alive to be holy, And to be holy means to be like Jesus, to be transformed into Him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the best way to do it, the most powerful way to do it, is through the Eucharist. Become a person of the Eucharist. Become a person of adoration, thanksgiving. Become a person who enters into that nuptial relationship where the two become one. You become one with Jesus, who's called the bridegroom in Scripture. The church is His bride, and you are members of the church. And so, becoming one with Jesus, you will have the power to do the works of Jesus. You will spread the good news. You indeed will become good news to all of those around you, because having become one with Jesus, you will be truly, truly a Christian. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.